actually going to, I have these machines on, and I'm going to run through and make one of these weapons for you so you can see the process. So I got all my different injection molds in here. These are some of the smaller ones that I've made.
Wait, before you go on, I just have to butt in and say, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect, and I'm in Peyton Dean's garage right now.
Yeah, so this is just a basic two-part mold. So here you can see we have a Lego-scaled little knife there, and we've got a total of 14 cavities there.
Oh, my gosh. So those are two metal halves.
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't know how you do, what size that would be. It's like
it's about two and a half inches squared. 2.5, yeah. So I can actually run one here. So what we have going on here is currently this is at 440 degrees here, so we have the barrel. And right now I just put in some ABS plastic, so that'll come down here and melt towards the end there.
Those are like little beads?
Yeah, just little pellets you can buy off the shelf from, you know, industrial suppliers. And basically we got the tool in here. This is all air operated, so there's air pistons that operate this machine. And we have the mold sitting in here, and I'll hit these two buttons. This will clamp the mold shut so it doesn't open up, and it'll inject the plastic into the mold. So let's go ahead and do that. So we open this guy up. So there you can see we got 14 little knives there, and I'll just pop this out here. It's a little bit warm now, and then I'll just trim them off right there.
And now when you say little knives, explain exactly what they are for somebody who can't see them.
Yeah, so basically, if you guys know what Lego is, they have their classic little minifigures. They're about 2 inches tall, and they make them for Star Wars, they make them for, you know, Indiana Jones, all the classic movies, all that stuff like that. And what these are these are scaled to that minifigure, so once again pretty small, you know, maybe half inch tall, and they're combat knives from a video game. So that's one way that my customers can add detail to their minifigures, is by buying these custom weapons that Lego themselves don't produce.
Peyton Dean started creating these custom Lego parts when he was 12. He got some help from his grandfather, a mechanical engineer. Peyton loved Lego, and he was into military stuff, and he wanted more tiny weapons for his sets, which Lego doesn't make.
So I was like, okay, let's figure out how I can do this myself. Once I figured that out, it took about 1 or 2 years. Then people started asking, you know, you should sell these, try making this one, make this one. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's some input and feedback coming back, so let's give it a shot. And sales kept going up, and it kind of just skyrocketed from there. So,
well, your whole shop, you got what's the price tag on it?
That's a good question. I'd say with some of the machines I'll show you upstairs, it's pushing, I'd say $100,000.
That $100,000 worth of gear began with just $200 that Peyton had saved up. Today, he says he reinvests everything he makes back into the business.
I'd like to keep doing this, the Lego side of it, as long as possible. I could definitely take this full time if I really dumped a lot of time and effort into it.
What do your friends make of this? What do your peers make of this?
At first, people have that lack of belief in you, and then it kind of goes full circle, and they realize, like, hey, he's actually built something, and this is going somewhere for him.
And they see that you're making money.
Exactly. They definitely see that, so.
Well, Peyton Dean's the founder of X39 Brick Customs, and I'm standing here in his garage. Our theme today on our show is Cog in the Machine. We're going to be hearing about playing a role in things way bigger than ourselves, including the criminal justice system, the military-industrial complex. It's all coming at you here on Sound Effect from 88.5.